Please watch your step before getting onto the boat. It's going to be a little bumpy. My name is Caitlin, and I'll be the captain of today's voyage on the Whale Watching Experience. I will also act as your translator. Yes, you heard that right. Your translator. I can speak whale. Ooh, there's one now. Let's take a listen. It's trying to say hi. Look, it's trying to wave at us. Now it's saying, you're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. That's kind of random, but all right. Uh-oh. It's lifting its flipper. It's too close to the boat. Oh my God, it's going to splash. Ugh. Keep it locked.
The Kings of Concussion, Vince and Larry.
If you don't wear your seatbelt and your car rolls, my friend, that's when your headaches begin. When your fragile body flips end over end, that's when your headaches begin.
Tell him, Vince.
Baby, listen up. Seatbelts are something you can't do without. When that car rolls over, it spits you right out.
Yes, it does. So please wear your seatbelts, cause your skull doesn't bend. That's when your headaches begin.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, November 10th, join the Counseling Center for Coffee with the Counseling Center, happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Hunt Union by reception.
On Monday, November 10th, from 9 to 10 at the Waterfront, go see Chuck's Comedy Club with Kenny Mock.
On Tuesday, from 3 to
4... All right. Good morning, everybody. DJ Nuss for Mark 2. DJ Nuss for Mark 2. DJ Nuss for Mark 2. I hope people, when I say that, do some kind of conga line in the morning. You should. You should have fun all of the time. Anyways, I just kind of skipped that weekly update because it's the same thing. That was last week's weekly update. Come on, people, let's get this going on here. I'll tell you what's going on this weekend. The Oneonta Funk Band, the last funk band show ever, is tomorrow. At the B-Side at 7:30. That's Wednesday the 19th at the B-Side. Led by the great professor of funk, Jeremy Wall. That starts at 7:30. It is free to the public. He is retiring, so it's his last semester here. This is his fifth time retiring. Just kidding, Jeremy, if you're out there listening. This is really his final retirement. The funk band sounds great. It features one of our students, Franklin, who is on American Idol right now, or gonna be on American Idol, something of that line. I think he's in the middle of it right now. But he's going to be there singing, and he's amazing. He's an incredible singer. So if you can make it out tomorrow night, go ahead and do that, everybody. I don't know what's going on this weekend. I feel like I should figure that out. Next week is Thanksgiving, and I'm making a mac and cheese buffet at the house. I always just invite people. If you have nowhere to go on Thanksgiving, you are more than welcome to come to Shea Pawcat. Just hit me up on socials. And, nobody should be alone on holidays like this, or maybe, unless they want to be. But, if you have nowhere to go, you're welcome to come over to my house. I'm making five different mac and cheeses. So, let's see. I want to make a seafood one, like a shellfish one. A French onion mac and cheese. Some kind of Mexican-themed mac and cheese. Some kind of curried mac and cheese. Although the curry one could go with the seafood. It could be a seafood curry mac and cheese, and I can kind of combine this. A traditional one, and then I would like to make a Reuben one as well. I think that would be super fun. So that's going to be on Thanksgiving. And I have a lot of other guests coming on the show before then. I have Thursday, Alex Benjamin from Huntington Memorial Library is going to come up, talk about the library. Friday is Alberto, our awesome president. Gardea is going to be up here rock and rolling, talking about the presidency of the school and other things that Alberto does. Next week with Samantha C. coming in on Monday, talk about Pez dispensers. All kinds of crazy stuff going on. You want to be on the show? Come on the show. It's awesome. And I love having guests on here. Anyways, enough of my yapping. I should start playing some music. You got some coffee mug here by the Descendants, followed by Rocks Off by the Rolling Stones.
I don't need no kiss, no, I just look at my cosmos. Every night.
Oh, yeah. Rocks Off by the Rolling Stones. That's my favorite Rolling Stones song. That song's awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I love that album as well. I don't hold it in this weird regard that some others do, being like, yo, man, that's the best Stones thing, blah, blah, blah. It's great. It is at the point of where it needed to be, and I do like the rawness of it and stuff like that. And it's fun to listen to. Although Rocks Off is I think, my favorite, by far, my favorite Rolling Stones song. The groove, the lyrics, the whole thing's awesome. Okay, so going on this morning, it was fun picking some albums out this morning. Yesterday we had Metal Monday, and that was super, super zoned into one thing. But I was back this morning, kind of looking through stuff, and I have a dog, Vivian, who I love very much. And sometimes she acts like a fool, and I call her the Viviet. But she's not, and I love her very much. Now, I may say something like that, and people go, how could you call your dog a Viviet? Well, sometimes dogs are a little silly and not exactly the smartest things out there. Not saying that I am, but when she does something really dumb, I would always sing this song called The Museum of Idiots to her, which is They Might Be Giants song. And I'm going to play that in a second here, because I saw it and I was like, oh, I love this song. It's very funny. But no, I love my dog. And anybody that knows me knows that my dog is my best friend. And yes, I give her all the love and all the attention, even if I do every once in a while call her the Viviet or I taunt her with some Grey Poupon. But that's just the way people interact with their dogs. And I love her. And here's the Museum of Idiots by They Might Be Giants off of The Spine.
They built this whole neighborhood out of wood, out of wood. I'll still be around when they burn it down. I will be standing around when they burn it down. Here in the Museum of Idiots. Me will say I love you, you, you.
Before we go any further, do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me away? Sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Well, let me sleep on it, I'll give you an answer in the morning. Well, let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
What's it gonna be, boy?
What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no?
Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Well, let me sleep on it.
So now I'm praying for the end of time. That's right. I love that song. You could not like that song, but I bet you kept it on and were singing along to it. I bet you were, unless you're Gavin Vitale, and then he turned it off. Which is also, he's going to turn this off, because I'm going to play some Bach in a second. Anyways, how we all doing today? It is 8:24, November 18th. So let's see. Student-wise, in terms of classes, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, plus 5. That's 11 days of classes left before finals kicks in. So, yeah. Check. Having issues with the headphones here. We're almost to the end of this whole thing, which is awesome. Everybody, stay focused. Stay focused, please. Okay, we're going to listen to some Bach now while I try to figure out what's going on with the headphones, because I can't hear myself talking for some reason. Rock and roll. We have some Bach. Trying to play all the organ works of Bach. Back on track, yo. We got some gratitude. Fix the headphones, yo. Boop, 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 boop. Beastie Boys. Great. Off of Check Your Head. That's the third effort, and it's a good one. Yeah, rock and roll. Come on my show, yo. Hit me up on my socials. What's in your pocket? Instagram. Just send me a DM there. You can also hit me up on Facebook. Mark, no stopping the rock, Paulquette. You can email me, mark.paulquette@oneana.edu. You want to donate some vinyl to the station? That would be awesome as well. We'll take it. I'll come pick it up. Just let me know. You should come on the show. If you want to come on the show, we could just talk about whatever. Your hobbies, you can bring music and we can play that and talk about music. If you just want to talk about your profession, that's great too. If you just want to sit in the corner and stare at me while I play stuff, that's fine too. Whatever floats your boat. Yo, just as long as you're having a good time all the time. 8:33 in the morning, coming at you from the basement of Hunt Union, keeping it locked. Gonna put on some interesting Zeppelin now. So yeah, I was going through just kind of like my cleaned up my vinyl the other day in terms of organization and stuff like that, and I was like, oh. Do I not have any Zeppelin albums? And I have all the studio albums. I don't have a copy of The Song Remains the Same, which I would love to get at some point. Every time I see it in the live or something, I just think it's too expensive. So maybe there's a reissue of it or something. I'll try to go up and pick up and see how, if it's worth it or not. If anybody wants to donate that album to me, I'll gladly take it. So I was going through, like I said, and I was like, oh, I'll pull Coda out and listen to it. This was released, I believe, after Bonham died. Yes, 1982, it looks like. But it's got a bunch of tracks on it from 1970, 71, 70, 69, 78, 76. So all kinds of interesting stuff. And one of the weird tunes on here is Poor Tom, and that's the one I'm going to play now. It's a goofy song. This was recorded at Olympic Studios in London on 5670. So I believe this was probably 5670. Let's look in through. This is super early, right? So I don't know. It's kind of interesting to see that they finally put this one out on this album. But here we go. We're going to listen to some Poor Tom off of Coda by the great Led Zeppelin. Working on the groove thing. Woo! Fifth Dimension. That's awesome, right? So smooth. Before that, we had Poor Tom. Zed Zeppelin off of Coda. That song's awesome, actually. It's pretty awesome. It's cool. Yeah, rock and roll. And tomorrow morning, I probably will not be on. I have two guests on Thursday and Friday. And every other Wednesday, I get paid. You know, work for the state, so we get paid every other week. And I find it easiest to go grocery shopping every other week at like 7 in the morning at Hannaford, because there's nobody in there and I can take my time. I'm not a person who makes a grocery list. I'm a person who goes with a wad full of cash. So if you want to, you know, mug me or whatever at Hannaford at 7 in the morning, you're welcome to come and do it. I won't resist. But you'll have it weighing heavy on your conscience if you take from me, because I'm just trying to spread the love, man. I'll be at Hannaford tomorrow morning at like 7:30 in the morning or something like that, going to a grocery shop with nobody in there, singing songs in the aisles. If you want to come with me, you're more than welcome to. But I'll be back on Thursday with Alex Benjamin from Huntington Memorial Library talking about library things. What are we doing in the library, yo? What do we do in the library? Going to listen to some Madonna now off of... what are we doing? Like a Prayer. Not the song, but off the album. So we're going to listen to Cherish. Remember this video? like running around in the water or something like that. Anyways, Madonna. Madonna's awesome. Love Madonna. Here we go. Cherish. So awesome. Okay, before I play this next one, just a couple things. This is going to be a Jim Croce tune. And listen, was listening to some Jim this weekend. National Treasure, Jim Croce. This is probably his most popular song, or one of them. I'm going to put it on just because it's funny. The cover of this, Jim was known as this amazing gentle giant, you know. And it was funny because the name of the album is You Don't Mess Around With Jim. He's also got a song like that. It's just funny because he wrote kind of these kind of quirky little like songs like Don't Mess Around With Jim and Bad Bad Leroy Brown, like these kinds of things that are, you know, about some aggressive person or whatever, but he's totally not that. But I just think it's funny that the album is called You Don't Mess Around With Jim. Because Jim would be somebody that you could totally mess around with. He's not going to do anything to you, except for sing you some amazing songs. The other thing is, I'm going to play Time in a Bottle, but I have fond memories of this song just when I was working at the Autumn Cafe for years. One of the past owners, Tim Johnson, who passed away a while back, and he was such a wonderful person. But he had, he always used thyme and peas. He would put that in like in almost everything. It was super funny. And I love thyme. But every time he touched the bottle, I would go, if Tim would put thyme in a bottle. I would always sing that when he was, or if I had thyme in a bottle, but thinking about thyme is in terms of the spice. Anyways, fond memories of me working at the Autumn for all those years and Tim Johnson and his love of the spice thyme. Anyways, here's Jim Croce. I'm going to have one more song after that. Here we go. Time in a Bottle. This is such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful tune.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. Looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time.
Classic. Awesome song. All right, I'm going to play one more, and then DJ J-Lo's out there waiting in the wings. He's chomping at the bit to get in here and do his thing. So you should listen to DJ J-Lo while you're here, too. And I'll see everybody on, unless I see you at Hannaford tomorrow morning trying to mug me. I will see everybody on Thursday morning where we have Alex Benjamin coming talking about the library. But I'm going to leave you with the Talking Heads tune off of Little Creatures, Road to Nowhere. This is for all my Talking Heads crew out there, also from the Autumn Cafe from years ago. Love you. See you on Thursday. Rock and or roll, hopefully both.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. And we're not little children, and we know what we want. Give us
Is that you?
Oh my god, you're a fan of WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta?
Shakira, do you keep it locked?
Don't touch that dial.
Hi, I'm Emily Phelps. My pronouns are she, her, and I run our Gender and Sexuality Resource Center here on campus. SUNY Oneonta wants everyone to feel comfortable on campus. Because of this, we want students to be aware of our policies surrounding inclusive restroom use. It's New York State law and campus policy that any individual can use whichever restroom they feel the most comfortable in. In addition to this, we also have gender-neutral, single-stall, walkable restrooms located in every building. For a map of where these restrooms are located, please see the Transgender Resource Guide